Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. On this program, we are celebrating. It's the 7th anniversary of Into the Light. I began the opening program 7 years ago by saying, each week at this time, I will present a selection of the finest art music of the past and present written by women. Since the beginning of the time that man has conceived original music, woman has also. Yet until recently, the treasure trove of great works by women composers has been hidden in the shadows. Often with little recognition or encouragement, women have composed for the same reason that men have, because the music in their minds and hearts longs for expression. The mission of this program is to bring the best examples of this music into the light. As I have done on each anniversary, I like to mark the occasion by playing a program of orchestral music, as I did on that first broadcast. This year, I'd like to start with one of the pieces I played 7 years ago but have not played since, Lily Boulanger's D'un matin de printemps. The other five pieces we'll hear will all be new to the program. All of this is in keeping with my program philosophy for Into the Light. I like to present pieces you have never heard. In the 7 years the program has been on the air, rarely have I repeated a piece. So let's get to the music and hear D'un matin de printemps by Lily Boulanger. She inhabited the Paris of Fauré and Debussy, Diaghilev and Stravinsky. Her sister Nadia became one of the most highly sought-after composition teachers in the Western world. Lily was physically frail and by the age of 17 became aware of the likelihood of an early death. She decided to devote all her energies to becoming a composer. For 2 years, she pursued a systematic course of preparation to win the top prize for a composer, the Prix de Rome, which her father had previously won and in which Nadia had won second place. Lily won the Prix de Rome on her second try in 1913, at the age of 19, the first woman to ever have done so. 5 years later, she died. In the interim, she left us several beautiful pieces which, in the words of Claude Debussy, undulate with grace. The last she was able to complete in her own hand was entitled D'un matin de printemps, composed in 1918. We'll hear it now in a performance by the Women's Philharmonic, conducted by Joanne Folletta.